When I was a little boy, I went to a little bitty church. Come on, have a seat with us. It helps me if you look at my face, because that way I can tell the story right to you, okay? I went to a little bitty church. In fact, it was so little that there were four churches and one preacher, which means he didn't get to preach every Sunday. So when he didn't, we had what we call Sunday school assembly. And during Sunday school assembly, we would sing hymns and read scripture and pray and do all the things we did in worship, except there wouldn't be any preaching. Well, there were two sisters in my little church, Miss Annabelle and Miss Alice. And they decided when I was very young that they were going to talk me into coming up and reading scripture during that time. Well, I thought, I can't do that. I'm too young. I can't do that. They didn't believe it, though. They kept asking and asking and asking until finally I got up and I read scripture, and I was scared to death, even though I knew that everybody out there loved me. And if I messed up, they wouldn't care. It would be all right. But you know, they asked me again, and again I would read scripture, and that may be one of the reasons I get to do what I do today. Now, there are a lot of things that you're too young to do, right? For example, you're too young to drive a car, right? Yeah. You're too young to fly an airplane. Yeah. Too young for college yet. But you know, after a while, you're going to be old enough that if you want to, you can do all of those things. But you are never too young to serve God. We're going to hear a story about a man named Jeremiah, and when God came to him and asked him to do something for God, Jeremiah said, I can't do that, I'm too young. God said, don't worry, I will be with you. I'll put the words in your mouth. And do you know what? You already do what God asks you to do, because as part of our legacy campaign, you know, you collected quarters and you created art. Some of you sing in children's choir and lead worship that way. And you know, to prove that you're never too young, John Berenger did what God was asking him and his parents to do this morning in baptism. And we made some promises to him, just like we make promises to every child who is baptized here, that we're going to help you continue to listen to God and to do what God asks you to do. So don't you let anyone tell you you're too young to do what God asks you to do, okay? And don't you let anyone tell you that you're too young to do what God asks you to do. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for calling us to be your people, to do your work. Thank you for being with us at all times and helping us to know we are never too young to be your people and to follow in your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down. And thank you for sitting with me. Goodness. Here we go. Thank you all so much. John Berenger listened more closely than many of you do, okay? Don't think I didn't notice.